Welcome. We are live on tape delay once again from Bums and Manarchy World Headquarters in the Eagle's Nest.
That's right.
I would have been here sooner, but I had to have Rocky unhook me from a snowbank. Ford Technology, because the Acura is a little too light.
Yeah, Acura versus Honda.
Oh, I got hooked.
No, I didn't. Know.
Yeah, this is breaking news.
Like 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
It's like, all right, I'm going to try and get this the Loser Cruiser out of the garage, for a spin, see if I can get it in and out, and got out okay.
Going back in a little different?
Went the wrong side. It should have came off of one side as opposed to the other.
Yeah, it was a hockey rink.
Hockey reconditions.
And
were you in the Grand Canyon?
Uh-huh. I couldn't. Yeah.
So here in Chicago, there might be a rare person who's listening from outside of a 5 mile radius. Here we have alleys.
Hold on, we have world listeners. Okay,
we do.
Yeah, it's global.
Relax in that one.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
So the ice melts and the snow melts and creates ice like little ditches essentially that you have to drive in, and you can get stuck pretty easily and have problems turning when the ditches get deep enough where when you turn it doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere.
There was no give, huh?
Nope, none whatsoever.
Wow.
Where was
I? Was I not around?
You were at the shop.
Yeah, you were working. It was like midday.
So fortunately, Rocky was able to peel off and
we
got it towed out.
Yep.
Rocky, man of the world, once again.
I just parked it on the street.
Wow. I took my lovely wife's vehicle.
You're not putting my car at risk.
Well, you need the weight, too. Ford Engineering.
Yeah.
And then I hightailed it over to Home Depot and bought 300 pounds of rock salt, dropped 250 down, and held 50 just in case I needed it. So
that'll be the end of that spot.
Shovels and axes the next day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In a couple of weeks, there will be no asphalt either, because that stuff will eat all the way through. And
that'll be another.
You know, we call that in the business collateral damage.
Wow! So this is a new one. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, we want to save it for a rainy day.
Guess what? It's raining today.
It's gonna rain in like 2 days.
It's gonna. Is it really?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Man. Wednesday. Yeah.
I don't like the sound of any of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Boo. Very nice.
Yeah.
Boo.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
All right. What do we got? What do you got, fellas? Weeks were good.
Yeah, we're doing I think Tale of Two City format still here at the Bums and Manarchy. And again, this is Rocky. I'm here as always. I'm with Patty and Eddie.
Yo.
And
I'm
what's been successful for us in terms of our listener feedback,
relatively
speaking. So we're talking about plus or minus two people, and we have the front end of our program is more leaning towards the sports themes, and conversely the second nine, if you're into golf, is all about non-sports for the most part.
We're renaissance men.
Yeah,
we can talk
about it. It's a really good way
to
put it.
We don't know what we're talking about, but we can talk about almost
fuck
anything.
If we don't
we can
speak
talk
for
about
yourself
and in several different disciplines.
We do so know what we're talking about.
We'll betwixt and be whatever.
Yeah, we're going to be right 99 point. How many nines we have? Probably at least five nines.
Infinity, man.
Infinity's even better.
Infinity. That's all we do.
So keeping with our format, and again, if fans / listeners, anyone has input that they would like us to mix it up, we will. But right now, we're doing
in the second half. I do have something from one of our one of our listeners.
That's Smiling Steve.
The
puritanical ethic.
Well, we're
we'll
save that teaser.
All right.
In the business, we call that a teaser. Stay tuned for the second half.
It's a preview.
But right now, where are we going with this?
Well, we're going to Chicago sports. Let's begin with that. That's the most important thing because we're selfish.
Can I?
We got nothing else to talk about,
and we have nothing else to talk.
Yeah, no. Can I just say one thing?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, amazed, and just feeling happy that the Bulls and Blackhawks right now at the same time are really entertaining to watch.
They are.
They are.
They are. Yeah. It's first
much
time,
improved.
First time in a long time for either.
Yeah, much
franchise.
Improved.
I mean, I had written, I don't know about you guys, but I had written both the teams off at the beginning of the year.
I was not feeling bullish.
I didn't want to even spend time because I didn't know where they were going to go.
Right. Yeah. Tate's been out a lot.
Oh, God, Tate's going. And they're not even talking. They're not even using his name.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So there's something wrong
that's
bad
not,
there.
When good. When you mean they're not using his name, they're not calling him out in the media, or
no, they're not even talking about it. The team has kind of refrained from bringing up his name.
Well,
from kind of even reporting about any things that are going on.
It's injury related, though, is it not?
I don't want to speculate because you have no clue. But
your thumb's more on the Blackhawks' pulse than mine.
The wild thing is, I'm not even hearing. You know how normally you would hear certain rumblings?
Sure.
Oh, it could be illness. It could be, you know, the Hawks, you got to admit, man, they hide an awful lot of stuff. Remember Corey Crawford a whole bunch of times. There was a lot of stuff going on.
They withheld a lot of injury detail, is the polite way to say it.
Some of that might be HIPAA related, though, if it's medical.
Well,
consider that, too.
Yeah. So I don't know. So, the captain... Not speaking about him.
Yeah.
Patrick Kane right now is playing out of his mind.
On fuego.
His passing. He's a great goal scorer and can really puck handle.
Mm-hmm.
But his passing is just beautiful.
Dynamite.
Up to another level now.
I saw a little fact on the Twitter machine. Mm-hmm. They were saying that Patrick Kane alone represents 18% of the scoring against the Columbia.
The Columbus Blue Jackets?
Blue Jackets.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. One dude.
Oh my God. No.
And they've only played him. I don't know. It's not only, but they probably played a couple series already. So that's at least 8 to 10 games.
Because they do back to backs, right?
Yeah.
Each team. And
anyways, it's kind of funny.
How interesting.
Hey, yeah. Blue Jackets, how is your culo?
Almost
20% of it is.
Who's the head coach here? John Toretta? Tortola?
Yeah.
He's a hothead.
That name sounds like a hothead name.
Rangers, Vancouver Canucks, and now the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, he's a hothead.
To instill a fighting,
It's like Mike Keane 2.0.
Oh.
Yeah, there's another one.
Wow. So what's the X factor for both the Bulls and the Blackhawks, who are coming into a little bit of a, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but they're coming into a sweet spot, right? Heading into, for the Blackhawks, especially, getting ready for the postseason here. So,
all right, let me touch on the
Hawks.
What
do you think?
I think is Colleton's finally getting his young players, players that they have to buy into his system.
Okay.
You had the abbreviated year last year, which kind of you push it out the side. But I think the young players are really stepping up because I sent you guys a text last night just kind of saying, who are some of these guys?
Right. Yeah.
There are some names where I'm going,
I have no idea.
Who's this Kucherov? And I'm going, where the heck did we get him?
Yeah, you two are definitely more hip on overall NHL, just generally the sport than I am. Right. And Patty in particular for the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And Eddie, well, to include the Blackhawks, but others as well, especially those that are originals, right?
Right, the
06s.
But I mean, we really are fortunate to see these young players, and I mean, they're hitting stride right now just playing well.
Part of it too is that, he's starting to get out from under Q's shadow.
Yeah.
This guy replaced Q. Those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And now that there's enough distance where there's good separation. So he can get his own identity.
Well, and the guys on that run are pretty much gone too. Kane and Duncan Keith are really the only two around right now.
All right, Seabrook gone.
Seabrook's on the injured reserve. Crawford retired.
Right.
Hossa retired essentially because of medical condition.
Yeah.
So really, your big core is almost all gone.
Yeah.
And you know, Duncan Keith is just the shadow, I love Duncan Keith, but man,
that
dude is still throwing up 24, 25 minutes a game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's like the Tom Brady.
He's a lot of miles on those tires.
Yeah. But
how old is he? 36, 37?
36, 37.
In hockey years, he's 82.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, he takes, he took a lot of time. A lot of time. He just doesn't have that mobility anymore.
How can you?
But you know what the thing is? He's still such a great, just a great player. Just a great quiet leader and all that. Just,
yeah, you know. Very humbled cat.
Coach,
down to earth,
Coach Keith,
supposedly. Yeah, I like that. Oh, I like that.
You know?
Why the hell not?
So we know catchers make great managers in baseball. What position in hockey would make a good manager?
Probably a coach. Center. I would say a center. Yeah,
center.
Very good, Rocky. Yeah, center. Yeah.
Okay.
Center. Just because the center has to be both offense and defense.
Okay.
Really.
So all vision.
More than yeah.
Okay.
And you got to pick up an awful lot.
Okay.
Where
that's
you know,
the way to avoid the trap of someone who's offensive or defensive minded.
Yeah, sure.
And too caught up in their own
right.
What they're good at to you know have someone to. Bridge the gap. So,
that's the problem. So the real great greats, they can't coach.
Yeah, correct.
It's
correct.
Very few of them could.
Yeah, you got to be a student of the game. And then when people talk about student of the game, that's really what they mean is that you see the whole field. You see the whole.
But that's
all
the
ins and outs.
You know what?
All the ins and outs. Exactly.
That is a great question, though.
Yeah.
At least in for hockey.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do a little research on that.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it and see.
Because I never really thought about that. You know,
what was Q's position?
I think he was a forward.
Did Bowman play Scotty?
I doubt it.
He just was an awesome coach.
You know, probably just somebody picked. You know, I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll write it down. I'll look it up. I'll see what's going on. See where they are.
So. Good, solid coaching and young people is what I'm hearing,
right.
Including bringing in a lot of newbies, people we don't know and haven't seen, right?
I think conversely, too.
You know what? A lot of
Bulls,
same deal. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
What Rocky you're talking about is they're picking up a lot of these European guys.
Yeah.
Their European scouting has just gone off the charts.
Work for the Wings and Team Dynamo 20 years ago. So
at least that's where the Hawks are right now. Now, the Bulls, a different story.
Yeah. I mean, I like, you know, I think Billy Donovan, I had no problem with that hire whatsoever.
No.
Outstanding hire.
You know? And I just think they're look pretty good fundamentally, you know, and they're just playing a good brand of basketball.
100%.
You know? They're a much tougher team this year than I've seen in the last five, six, 7 years.
Yeah.
Just a you know gritty.
Yeah, and I don't think Dunham's going to beat you on the ground like Thibodeau.
No,
would do. But if he can find that happy medium between
Tibbs is not a very gentle coach by any stretch.
I wish he's
old
school.
I wish
the Knicks are playing good ball too.
Well, they are.
Yeah, but isn't that the MO though?
It is the MO. He better strike fast.
He always
because that wears off.
Oh yeah,
varnish wears off quickly.
It's not a 7 year plan.
Yeah,
the grind kind of
exactly
like takes over.
So Derrick Rose goes back to Knicks so he can get his other knee destroyed.
Yeah. Well, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
We need to grow a third knee. We got to grow a third knee for him to reinvent himself another decade.
Oh man.
What do you think?
Who knows?
I don't know, but yeah.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. So how much time we have left in NBA and NHL? NBA is obviously more so starting, whereas NHL's, you know, how many more games? I'm so fucked up with all the.
I don't even pay attention.
Don't pay attention until they announce.
Until they tell me what's going on.
Yeah, all right, we'll be good.
All
right,
we have no way of finding out either.
Yes,
no,
I know.
No.
That's really too bad. We could probably write or fax, telefax. I think they call it. Right.
Hey, I'll look on the microfiche and we'll get that.
Oh,
okay.
I got a microfiche. High tech.
Hey. Come
on.
Innovators.
Smoke signals.
We're talking about 1976 here. Come on.
Signals.
What the hell?
All right, well, let's not ignore football, even though we're still pissed, or at least I am, about what's going on.
What are you
pissed
about?
The Bears.
You're always pissed about the Bears. You'll always be
pissed
about
the Bears.
Then
why are you asking me rhetorical questions?
Well, it was good to ask. That's why.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right. I'm pissed because they suck. They pissed away another, you know, awesome defensive unit. Exactly. It's the same narrative over and over and over. They don't invest in the offensive line, which is the foundation that you build your offense on, which no one seems to understand. So they keep trying to get position players who get hurt.
Some teams
are
understand.
Overwhelmed because they're under pressure because the offensive line, it's the same shit. Yeah. So anyways.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Breaking news, though.
You got a twist?
Of course. There's always a twist, right?
Where is it? What is it?
So a lot of the Jack Sniffers on social media in the Chicagoland area have been talking about Deshaun and, saying that we need them. And, yes, of course, he's a terrific quarterback, and he'd be awesome to have. Uh-huh. But breaking news.
Could we have had him before?
Not traded.
Patty, pass me the Morton salt, please. Yeah. Keep mine.
But those razors you asked for.
Those two. And
they just got in from Germany. Yeah.
No, but we talked about this in a few episodes past. It was either the last episode or maybe the one prior. Is Russell Wilson's discontent with the Seattle Seahawks organization?
Correct.
Around, a few things, and you know, They kind of put a reverse spin on it after he came out and said, if you are going to consider trading me, here are the places I would consider going.
There's four of them.
And yes.
And what are those
What
places?
Are those four, Eddie?
Well, I'm going to go with the Raiders of Las Vegas.
That is
one.
Correct.
The Saints of New Orleans.
Cowboys.
Also
two.
Correct.
Cowboys. And drum roll, please. Your Chicago Bears. There you go.
Well, close enough.
He's Bears. He's tight with
Patterson.
Cordell Patterson.
Patterson? Is he a Badger? Or
I don't know what he was. Somehow they're tight. They're buds.
Okay. All right. Right on, man.
That's cool.
That's the gig I got. He'd be a guy that he'd fit in quite well here. I think he'd be a guy that just. To deliver.
What I saw too, it's like I think Russell Wilson is looking post playing career.
Yeah.
And he has a sense that being in the Bears organization is going to give him the best opportunity
to win short term.
But to go into some kind of managerial role. I don't know why the Bears are so attractive for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they necessarily have a track record of being progressive. By any stretch of the imagination.
What, like cavemen? Progressive? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. But, that's what I saw the other day. So.
Okay. Wow.
Well, we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting, especially with the draft coming in April. Yeah. And that's right around the corner.
How much would you give up for Russell Wilson?
Not as much as I would give up for Deshaun. And Eddie and I were talking about that before we hit the green button to record. And that was that I'm good with Deshaun. We just, if I had my druthers, I would say go with him. But again, you have to assemble the people. At what cost? Correct. Now, could you build a better offensive line and get Russell Wilson at a more reasonable rate point and be able to parlay that into a better offense? Then, that's a fair question.
More importantly, don't let him get hit.
What the wild thing is that I was just thinking about this, Pete Carroll is, I think, the quintessential players coach in the NFL. Would you guys agree with that?
I would think so, yeah.
He's the guy that, by and large,
what we see on the surface, that guys like playing for him, certainly.
And I've never heard of any animosity between him and Russell Wilson. So I guess I'm just kind of shocked and wondering where all this angst came from.
I think Carroll's a defensive guy. And there's a couple of things that I've
this kind goes
of
back to the point we were just talking
read
about. Literally,
the tea leaves was
uh-huh.
Just the Carroll's solution is just run more. It's like okay, that's not the fix.
Okay. Yeah, all right,
that's not a strategy either.
And I'm reading too that there was a meeting where Wilson pitched all these ideas and everything was shot down. It's like and he stormed out of the meeting.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like okay, really. I'm going to get my ass hit all the time.
Yeah,
I don't think
that's
so.
That's not how it worked in New England. And I'm sure it's not how it works.
Or Tampa,
works in Tampa,
or Denver,
or Denver
Peyton and the Colts
and
with
so
Peyton.
On.
Yeah,
and so on.
So yeah.
All right. Well. All right. I would be very interested in a little bit of Russell Wilson as our quarterback.
Amen, brothers.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Either of those options. Everyone else sucks a bag of dicks, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
in terms of the available, they keep throwing out the same shitburger names.
What about Garoppolo?
I don't believe in him. I think he's just a little.
I don't believe in Sam Darnold.
No.
Who else are they trying to throw at us?
No. the reject from Raiders.
Car.
Yeah.
Toyota.
Yeah.
No, Sid Luckman either.
No.
Dude. Once again, going to that.
I would take Sid Luckman. His dried out skull and put it on the sidelines if he can get us 4,000 yards.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what kind of. Ryan Pace is shitting in his pants right now because if he can't land both a legit quarterback and a better offensive line, he's going to.
He's out.
He's exactly.
Well, yeah, coming back next year with Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles is not an option.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see Mitch in a Bears uniform.
Yeah. We call that in the boardroom what? A non starter. A non starter.
Well, you know, that's where we stand. I mean, you're going to. You're going to have to do something.
You're going to have to do something.
Well, yeah.
So we've said that, and we haven't seen anything.
Well, conversely, the quarterback whisperer, Matt Nagy, needs to get his shit straight, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah, true enough.
Therein lies the rub.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, anyway. Let's get, because we're trying to be more positive, the Bums of Manicky are here in 2021.
What are you talking about?
Well,
positive.
At least I am.
Speak for yourself.
Huh. Yeah. So we're going to try to do a speed round of Scumbag of the Week. This is a segment.
It never ends.
Here's the disturbing thing. Once again, we were kind of chatting this up a little bit today earlier.
Pre-show, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what's the trends? Well, number one, the most disturbing trend is the female abuse of various types.
Women.
Correct. And then the majority is sports related on top of it.
True.
Yeah, some crazy stuff. So
a lot of stuff covered up.
Yeah.
Certainly. Well, a lot of stuff making it even brushed dirtier. Under the rug or just conveniently forgotten.
Yeah. Ethics and was the most boring class, but it was also probably the most important.
Although we had somebody who starts out the list that's not sports related and
yes.
You guys threw this at me, and I did not hear this. One of a French actor, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And who in God's name is that?
Gérard Depardieu. For all of our French listeners.
Depardieu. What's his gig?
He was accused of raping and sexually abusing... at least two women that I saw in the report, which was
some years ago, source. Was it not? And it just kind of
some years ago, but like not 30 years ago.
Right.
Not
Bill Cosby. This isn't a Roman Polanski situation.
No, it is not. No, fresher wounds and just what the hell? And apparently he's not very clandestine with his rapeism. It's almost like he's proud of it, which makes it even more egregious, flamboyant.
Wow.
And he's just a fucking French pig. Well, I mean, not that all French people are. Don't get me wrong.
No, we have some listeners in France.
Team France. Feel free to weigh in on the old Twitter machine. Give us your thoughts on what's going on. Because I understand that this person is was just a huge star in France, at least at one point in his career.
And, so he's a national treasure.
I guess.
He's a regional treasure at best.
They loved him some Jerry Lewis, too, but I'm not too sure. But made a few more movies over here in the States. Moderate success, but Team France.
Now, where do these things happen? Here in the States
in France? There's in France. It's in Paris.
Yeah. And he just, this boob just kind of
does
his stuff.
The one where he got, I think, most recently charged was at, I think, a 22 or 21 year old. And he's well into his late 60s.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Early 70s, probably, if I were a guessing
and
man.
And not a good-looking man, if I remember correctly.
No, he's got just a fucked-up face, and he's fat and gross.
And
I can hear you. I'm sitting right here.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Is your name Gérard Depardieu?
No, so, but
and I'm butchering the pronunciation.
I wasn't paying attention for
on
a second.
On purpose. All right, trying
so,
to be
so Gérard just... Is a scumbag.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Yeah. So scumbag number two. we've got a long list here.
Yeah,
scumbag number two is some dude that is a gymnast coach.
Yeah, John Gettert, I think is his name. And he grew up in the Michigan area and coached with Larry Nassar, who's a documented sexual abuser and
serial.
Nassar never coached. He was the doctor.
Team physician for gymnastics. Yeah.
Correct.
At Michigan State and USA Gymnastics.
Yes. So he was probably in with cahoots with an awful lot of these coaches.
Yes, that's correct. So he'd coached at the Olympic level.
Uh-huh.
And most recently was charged with, sexual abuse and...
Is this the guy trafficking?
Yes.
Human trafficking,
yes,
too?
Yes.
What the fuck
human trafficking, sexual abuse, just the whole thing. Yeah. And subsequently shot and killed himself.
Yeah, he got off light.
And, well...
Because weren't the authorities coming down big time on him?
They
just charged him, and he knew that...
Yeah, he was over.
Jail time was going to be not good for him.
No, nor should it be.
Yeah.
They show NASA into Gen Pop, too, see what happens.
Yeah.
He's done by Wednesday of next week.
Is he still?
He's in solitary.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Oh, he can't be. Yeah.
He's in SAG.
Isn't he just like 150 years in jail or something like that? Which is not enough.
No, he gets probably an hour a day.
No, he'll get torn to shreds, and he should get torn to shreds.
And you know what? So, is this Gettard or whatever his name is? Is there cover up involved with him too? Because Nassar was massive.
I don't know.
Massive cover.
I don't know. Don't forget that there was also some type of director at Michigan State who some stuff was found on his laptop.
Yeah.
Who was adjacent to Nassar too. So there's
plenty at Michigan State.
Yeah.
And Michigan State has paid out, I think, over $500 million.
Yeah, that's a public institution. That's taxpayer money, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So they covered up for that piece of dog meat. Well. Yeah.
Well, so there you have it. We've got
one more scumbag. Hold on.
Oh shit. We forgot
we
one.
Yeah, and we
this
forgot
is,
one.
Eddie, this is a wild one.
This was a wild one.
Yeah. We always thought that it was kind of weird
because
he did well at LSU.
Yeah.
Hit us. Give us a gig on this one.
Well, Les Miles.
Yeah.
Now the coach at
K-State or UK?
University of KU.
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 Rockchat.
Kansas University.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know what? You could do well in the SEC and get launched.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
If you could go 3 years in a row and have 10 wins, you don't beat Bama, Gus Malzahn, and you're out. So,
good point.
I don't think his one loss is indicative of this, but you kind of drill down on it a little bit. Now, it's starting to make a little more sense where there was a settlement, if I'm not mistaken, involved too.
Mm-hmm.
With Les Miles, and it's like,
they buried it.
Oh,
or attempted to.
Yeah, but there's still stuff going on at LSU.
Yeah,
this happened under Ogeron.
See, and
no,
this
you're right. Yeah, there's stuff going on with that team.
Just the systemic nature of all this shit.
Yeah.
Is just disgusting.
You know what? I don't want to lay this on the feet of the SEC, where football is king.
Yeah,
but it happens a lot in the SEC. Football.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? Well, in other sports, this stuff happens everywhere.
It does. The Big Ten's not without sin. The Pac-12's not without sin.
Well, Big Ten.
I understand. Well, it's ACC, fair. But come on, LSU.
It's just,
do the right thing.
So, what do they accuse Mills of, or what are they saying?
Well, let's.
That, was it? Was it,
it
people that worked for him?
Yeah. Or no, I think it might have been a student.
Yeah, here, let me check
okay,
the old.
Yeah, because I mean this is
the notes, but it was I think pretty egregious as well. I mean, it's just like, dude, what the fuck? And again, it goes back to the theme here, and I feel terrible that we have to keep having scumbag of the week as a thing. We shouldn't need it.
Yeah,
and the fact that we need it, and we have these trends with especially women getting abused and. It's just disgusting.
And silenced.
No one's talking about it, so we're going to fucking continue to talk about it.
Silenced, covered up.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what? Call these people out for what they are.
A scumbag. Scumbags. Scumbag of the week. We're going to continue doing this, even though it's not in line with our more positive, lighter mood coming to 2021. But we're not going to go back on our principle.
It cuts into the dick joke. So
Rocky, it is a positive.
Yeah,
it is
because you know what We've got to speak up about this sort of stuff, and this stuff shouldn't be happening.
Shouldn't.
And pieces of dog meat, like we just were talking about, need to be exposed.
No.
And need to be kind of called to task and say, hey, you can't do that. What was that?
Exactly. So,
hey, Weinstein.
Did you find it, Eddie?
You know what? Les Miles reached settlement with student.
Yeah.
Over harassment allegations during time at LSU per report. So
paid somebody some settlement money for their emotional and irreparable mental pain.
Whatever. So the student accused Miles of quote unquote hitting on her. So
yeah. So that's usually worse.
That seems a little sanitized.
Yeah. Well.
So.
Yeah, I think they had the.
I think there's a little more to it.
All right. Well. So scumbag. Nonetheless.
All right. So you know what we did hit a trifecta of scumbag with Larry Nassar, who is permanently on the ski scumbag of the century.
Him and Cosby for sure on the Mount Rushmore of scumbaggery. So.
Yeah.
Actually, it's four if you include Depardieu.
No, but I'm saying I said Nassar's always.
Oh
on
yeah,
it.
Always. Yeah,
so he's permanent record.
He's ever present.
Miles, Depardieu, and Gettert. Are this week's trifecta of scumbag of the week.
Love it.
And you know what, people? We're out looking after you guys, and fuck all of you, because we're coming after you, and people have to stop these guys.
That's right.
All right, so now let's get on to something different. Okay?
Oh, we have
more good otherwise you'll get me going. You don't want to get me going.
So let's pivot and talk a little bit of breaking news that one of my wife's really close friends, who happens to be Eddie's sister-in-law, was complaining about that they're showing on a loop on news TV during the middle of the day, and early to mid morning when the incident happened. It was Tiger Woods getting into a rollover accident in L.A. En route to a junket, a recording session of some sort. Busted leg.
Compound
penetrated the skin.
Ooh.
Supposedly.
Ow.
Yeah.
And various other foot and ankle issues that involve screws.
He got touched up. Screws and rods.
Yeah. Up.
I hear that he was like going really, really fast.
I guess that stretch road's pretty treacherous.
Is it?
Yeah.
And he was going, wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow. So it was a single car crash, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Rollover, yeah.
There didn't seem to be any indication of a toxicology issue, be it drugs or alcohol.
No. All right. And this was 7:15 in the morning?
It was early in the morning. He was on the way to meet with some, I forget who the stars were. There were some celebrities that he was going to meet and is a part of a filmed episode or event where he's teaching, right?
Right.
Teaching these celebrities and just having fun. And they're recording this as a show or as a thing.
Okay.
The documentary series, let's call it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Well, crazy. Now the thing that you got to ask is, can Tiger come back from this?
Now,
can Tiger walk?
Yeah. Start with that. Or walk without a limp.
Start with that.
And the only reason why I asked that, guys, is that was the one thing that when I caught on it, everybody was saying, "Oh, he's he could go."
Don't count out Tiger. Going, that's the other thing.
I'm going. He's 46 years old. This could be at least a 2 or 3 year thing coming back, just in golf.
Sure,
your lower body.
When he went through his last challenge in life, some of us were more harsh than others, but some of us had some thoughts that he would never win another major.
I never thought he was going to win a major.
Well, you were wrong.
I was.
Wow.
And you got a dope T-shirt from this winery in Jerome, Arizona.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maynard from Tool.
Whoa. Hello.
So
Caduceus Vineyards.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, I'm right, is the upshot. And that was one of the times.
Well, congratulations on that one.
My point is don't count him out. Don't come out.
No, you know,
it'd be a long road.
He was hemming and hawing on the Masters.
Yeah,
he was not committed to the Masters.
Well, yeah,
remember he still was dealing with some physical ailments before.
His post
back surgery.
Yeah.
Another knee injury. I thought he had of some sort.
Who knows?
I mean,
the wear and tear on that body.
You know? Eddie, I think you say it right. The big thing is this: is he going to walk and walk correctly again?
Yeah,
true.
Let's start there.
Start there. And golf whatever, was icing on the cake for him, right? Yeah, now.
Whatever golf he comes back and does is
yeah,
is
that's gravy.
Yeah, because yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I can't. Yeah. I just even saw just a few of the descriptions. You know, the rods, the screws, the two brakes.
Yeah, it was very graphic and description.
And yeah. And I mean, it was
when you're snatching you up using the jaws of life.
They didn't do that. But that was misreported. No, they
but it came out the front. They
kicked the windshield out though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They extracted him that way.
It brought him out the front. Yeah.
So they couldn't. They just couldn't get the door.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way he was pinned. And
now the valet couldn't get the door open. It was amazing. Sorry, sir.
Too soon.
We'll bring you out. Yes, too soon. I should have done that.
Well,
but you know, but
speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To Tiger.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm Eldrick. Pleased to hear that it wasn't part of he didn't have snorting blow off a hooker's ass or some bullshit, some crazy stuff, right? So that's good.
No, just remember, he got popped for DWI with on pain pills. So,
yeah, this is my point.
I know.
I was pleased to see that he was just on his way to work.
It was just a garden variety rollover action.
And remember that mugshot of women that he was doing?
Oh boy! Yeah.
Remember that there was some curious ones.
That was it HBO or Showtime? They had the 2-part Tiger docuseries.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Oh,
you
got to
check it out.
Right?
Yeah, it's balloons and unicorns, part one, and then it goes
warts
dark.
And all.
Yeah. But it's
so
good.
Be it should be. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But you know what? Long and short of it is. An incredible athlete.
Yeah.
An incredible golfer. Really just a, really, you know, and the thing is, you got to remember he's a guy with the kids and let's hope he's going to be there, and to be able to move around and do stuff with his kids.
Yeah.
As he goes along. Cause this sounds like it's
his daughter. Yeah.
This sounds painful. This sounds like it's going to be a long.
Oh, he's got a long rehab.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be definitely a long rehab. Yeah. There's no question about that part of it.
So to do our part for all this, if anybody has pain pills they want to send us, we're going to do a little GoFundMe, and then we'll send them to Tiger. So
how come I think some wouldn't make it to Tiger?
Well, quality control.
Well, that's right. Okay. That's right. You got to work within the margin sometimes.
At the end of the episode, we'll have a PO box set up.
All right, I'm not part of those people.
All right, we are to the part in the segment where we take just a very short break to fill our
Patty's
glasses
dry
of booze.
I'm dry. I'm dry.
It's unacceptable.
I've been dry for 10 minutes.
Unacceptable.
So bear with us as we come back here in just a few moments.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody, and you know what? It's apropos that we just heard the opening up a can,
cracking
of beers.
Cracky.
But we just have our old man glasses, our tasters, and I just poured a out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Nice little beer.
Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
What's
the
style?
Name.
It's a Hop River Brewing Company.
Oh, okay.
And this is a an IPA.
It's HBRC, for sure.
Laser in the Jungle.
Huh.
I love that name.
I know. That's very cool.
There's a lot going on.
Laser in the Jungle. A lot going on. Nice to have a little bit of a bitter, nice. I like the aftertaste.
It's
not overly sweet.
No.
Yeah. And what did you say the ABV was? Six and
six
change?
6.2.
Yeah, 6.2. It doesn't taste like a six.
Doesn't. No, it tastes like more like a 5.5 or 5.
It's a clean flavor. It's got a nice bitter finish, but it cleans real nice. Yeah.
So I'm glad that, you know what, we liked suggestions like that. I'm glad.
Yeah, right on.
I'm glad I came up with that. Got that from my brother-in-law.
Outstanding.
So that's always nice to touch on things like that.
Right
for
on.
Sure.
But you know, let's we'll get some more of that.
Yeah.
I got to cut into something here, guys.
Uh-oh. What's popping?
You know, my boy Smiling Steven.
Smiling Steven.
You know, he was the one that kind of pressed. Yeah, he finally did.
Ah.
Finally did. He was hiding from me for a while.
I see.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Yep. But he was walking in like he's a superstar.
What do you mean like he is? He is.
Well,
he's affiliated with us.
Well, yeah. And
he's at least a prospect.
Well, Well, here's the thing. He's acting like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, you got me on the show again. Yeah, that's great, well, everybody.
You're not technically on the show, Steve.
He's not. We'll Skype him.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, he's all gung-ho and so happy that he got me to stop swearing. Or he's kind of happy that I've toned it down. He did catch a few of my swear words, but very few.
Good.
And all I go, hey, Steven.
What the fuck's up?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
I go, did you listen to session 11? He's like, what? I go, did you listen to the latest podcast that we released?
Yeah.
No. What?
Get on it.
You might have to listen to that because I don't think you're going to be too happy.
No.
He's like, what do you exactly? Yeah. He's like, what do you do? And so what I said was, you got to listen.
Yeah.
Truth.
I haven't seen him since.
Shell shocked.
Went into WePro, witness protection.
I think he did. I think he just wants nothing to do with me.
Huh.
Well.
And if anybody sees or hears where Steven's, smiling Steven, silly Steven, where he is, please.
Yeah.
Help us.
Smoke signals. We take smoke signals, carrier pigeon. What else do we have? Ravens.
If we need to, flight of kite. If we need to, I've got contacts at the FBI that can get the hostage team can get there in no time.
Yes. We're also on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
If those other medias fail you in any way, right?
Yes.
How about MySpace?
Yes.
No MySpace. Instagram and Twitter, no Facebook.
So the young man, I let the young man down, obviously, and so he's gone.
No, that's all right.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. So.
All right. So we move on.
Yes. You know what? Yeah.
He's dead to us.
I have a funny feeling he'll resurface, not a very happy man.
Some other cockamamie request.
Hey, but
we've had worse.
This is the thing, you guys. We can't make statements and then not deliver.
It's
so
true. This is true.
Yeah,
I tried.
Patty, to his credit, integrated Smiling Steven's request into a fan request ask, and he delivered in spades.
Yeah,
so
unofficial. Yeah,
yes,
fabulous.
You know, it's me. I'm a giver.
You are a giver.
No, we're nothing but inclusive, right?
Yeah,
that's what we are.
But inclusive.
That's what we do.
It is. So Eddie and I, buried under 3 feet of snow.
Yeah,
decided to get out to Camp Lucy, right in the great outdoors. This camp. Wall tent that we have and
wonderful place.
Yeah, one
wonderful
of the things
place.
We had a hypothesis, and Eddie, maybe you can help me describe hypothesis how something might work.
Whoa, this doesn't sound like it's going to be good, people.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
No.
Survey says
so. Well,
icicles and cold weather comes to mind.
Well, right. Going back to the, I just kind of did the episode 11 as quality control. Just wrapped it up not too long ago. And we talked about knocking icicles down with a paintball gun.
Yes, we did at the end.
We did. And I just want to follow up with
the episode.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed it. how'd that go?
Well, as you put it, the icicle removal system did not pay the type of dividends we expected for a few different reasons, and I'll explain.
Yeah, it was 1.0.
Yeah, it was 1.0.
It's prototype.
Yeah, so we're in the backyard, essentially, and hanging from the eaves of a little den area that bumps out and kind of tucked away a little bit in the backyard. You can't really see it. It's not a prominent place where you would be.
You got a little dog run back there,
There's
right?
a dog run. Yeah. The dog eliminates back there and that kind of thing, right?
So we're not hanging back
there. No one's going back
there. AC unit.
Yeah. So there's the monster-sized icicles hanging from the ductwork and eave on the little
which is all around our neighborhood.
Yeah,
all really all around the city. Yeah. Sure.
So we figured, follow up when he's done with this.
So I could save some people who never go back there. I was going to knock these icicles off with a paintball gun. And so I lined up, I don't know how many feet, probably 25 feet or so away, and commenced to just start hammering the side of the area affected, right?
Correct.
And pretty aggressive manner. And bear in mind, it was pretty cold.
You?
Eddie, how cold was it? 20?
It wasn't bad. Know. No, it was comfortable. I mean, we had Camp Lucy cranked up. It was 60 degrees inside, so maybe a 30-degree differential between inside and out.
Okay, so it wasn't freezing cold.
No, it was fine. It's 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I'll take 30 degrees all day in Chicago.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The good news is that I knocked a fair amount of the icicle, at least for the longer ones, out, right? So,
cool.
So crisis averted. Now, the problem becomes... Yeah.
Okay.
The collateral damage, as we discussed earlier in part one on a different topic, but collateral damage.
Okay.
There are round holes, and hold your fingers together, the okay symbol, right? Like a Susan B. Anthony sized hole in the side of the vinyl siding adjacent to, there's a window there. There's some, like I said, an eave with gutters and all that. Hmm. I touched the fuck inside of the house up pretty badly,
shocked.
And it's cracked like the frame around the window. And did some. My wife, in addition to the aesthetic damage that it did with this ugly ass orange neon paint splattered over the side of this, you know, this little bump out area, was the best way I could describe it. I was
in theory, this was
in
good,
the dog
right?
house.
Oh
this
yeah,
was a good,
it was a good idea. But
I saw it, it's like. All right, this is a paintball gun.
Yeah.
You get hit with paintball guns all the time.
Well, you don't.
It doesn't break skin, right?
No.
It won't break
not.
Skin, right?
Normally, no.
And isn't vinyl siding a little tougher than skin?
Obviously not this
obviously
one.
Obviously not this much. Huh. Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, I'm not playing paintball with you because you have to be dialed up too high.
No, I just went in and got my shit tuned up too, man. There's too much neighborhood rhetoric going on for my liking. So.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, I'll be interested to see the
collateral
damage.
Yeah,
I just can't wait.
A ladder and a caulk gun is
correct
in the future. Huh?
So I will.
I've got the ladder for you if you need it. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll post pictures on the Instagram and Twitter to show the damage done. Serious damage.
Now, was this stuff? Did it ricochet off the?
No, there was no ricochet.
Or was it just?
It went straight through the siding and trim and just
no
made
no. I guess
cracked
so.
And made.
Wow.
It was weird because they literally a couple of the holes were like really pronounced. You know, almost perfect circles the size of a paintball.
So,
right?
So Lucy was
some were
well,
just cracks.
Well, she was well within her right for the scathing text.
Oh my god! Oh, I knew. And so we were inside trying. Well, I was trying to enjoy myself, the Bloody Mary and whatnot. And there was some text message, chatter going on with my wife getting in my ear around irresponsibility and so forth. Yeah.
How'd she find out about this?
Well, it's right outside the kitchen window.
I think somebody else dropped the dime.
Oh, that too. So my youngest son, who uses the den as his fucking office,
because
my kids are spoiled and what the fuck. But anyways, he's in there drawing in his little side room, and obviously there's a commotion outside, and comes to see his dad standing in front of Eddie with a paintball gun, and me peppering the shit out of the side of our house. So,
oh yeah,
I think a little birdie might have flown into my wife.
As only you could do.
Yeah. Well,
love it.
So, youngest son was in. You know, he was also joined me in the doghouse for at least a short while.
Oh, good.
For discussion around how snitches wind up in ditches. Plenty of stitches.
Hit him with a bag of oranges.
Exactly.
It's a shame I missed this. I would have just thoroughly enjoyed it.
So, you would like to also, and maybe I could do this as another, social media experience, is to look at the drone footage from
the
aftermath.
Whoa, hold on. What?
Yeah. So
drone footage.
Oh yeah.
Did you do drone recon?
Did you get new Air Force?
Yeah. As the Bums of Manarchy,
just in the nick of time. Too.
Yeah. So. I'm a little bit of a novice drone pilot. In fact, I'm pretty terrible at it because I don't spend much time practicing or investigating anything or reading manuals of any kind, just kind of winging it. But I've had no fewer than five or six drones. Probably five is probably a fair number. You know, from the super cheap ones to the really high-end ones. And a couple of them ended up in precarious spots and so forth. Several mailings back and forth to get repairs. And it's always a challenge.
Yeah.
So, but the last one, we were trying to do a roof inspection on Shea Eddy. And,
oh, that's right. There was a shingle in my yard.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure where it came
from. I got a little aggressive trying to squeeze this recon mission in between some sports shit we were watching. The upshot is I fucked it up pretty bad. I sent it in. They're like, dude, you know, you may as well junk it. By the time
DOA.
DOA.
Well, that's another invitation to get another drone.
What do we call that in the industry, Patty?
Upgrade opportunities.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's a, yeah, Eddie's
wow.
got it right.
So is, upgrade but how, opportunity. Is there any way we can go and kind of create some kind of synergy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
between
yes.
Our podcast and
yeah, we can.
The drone?
Yeah. Well, bring it on. Yeah. So fans, as long as it's within the legal limits, right, and you know, I'm willing to do a little clandestine stuff, but nothing too crazy. So, yeah. So, new drone. I'll post some footage from the new drone,
wow.
which was able to get up and, you know, and show a little bit. So, now we're combining. We got some synergies going.
Yeah, we do.
Again, put your hands together in the
finger lock
like
position.
Finger lock position synergies holding together. Between the drone and this icicle remover system, it's almost like Joe Rogan, right, who's a very famous podcaster,
right.
meets the Hindenburg.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All the humanity and all the sense.
Well done.
All the well humanity done. And all
the there sense. We go.
There Bravo. You go.
That's right. Bravo. That's right. So anyway, it was a failed mission. I got in a fucking huge trouble. My wife's still giving me dirty looks 20 hours afterwards or 24 hours afterwards.
Yeah, and, but you've got a new drone and you were able to inspect the shot.
And it was
so
worth it.
It was
well worth it. It was a lot of fun.
And we discovered the tensile strength of your vinyl siding.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
So here's the good news, if there is any good news, and it kind of is
we find the silver lining. Yes,
yeah, there's
we
always
do.
A source. So it's the more positive bums of Manarchy.
Yes. More synergy.
Good. See?
Yes.
Once
I
again,
love it.
Interlocking. We'll have to post how to do the synergies emoji.
God,
sure
I haven't even talked about my hair yet. Either.
No, you haven't.
Wow.
So we have a couple of fan requests coming up, but at least one that's material.
Okay.
I did want to kind of point out that I did spoil myself. It's bonus time here in the Rocky household. So I called the Tech Week. Got the new drone, and we also finally, I finally got myself a PS5, Sony PS5 game console, which I've
Whoa.
Been
oh wow
trying to get. I bought one for the boys, the Rocky sons, who are spoiled. Again, I'm going to point this out because I'm not ashamed of it. But
is that one of the ones that reported you to?
Yeah, exactly.
Ratted you out.
Yeah,
wow,
exactly. So you think you did give me more allegiance, more solidarity? But
if I can quick quote Goodfellas. Never rat on your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, correct. But
wow.
Anyway, the gray market, because these things cannot be had still.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here we are. It's the 26th? 26th?
What does Sony care?
Of February. They don't give a shit.
They're making their money.
They're loving it.
But they're not. If they're well, anyways, when I have to pay $1.78 million. No. $1.78 million. Times the retail list price of something.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, we can figure that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, I was a math major for 2 weeks. Yeah. I think.
Well,
however,
you know, are you patient?
No,
exactly. There's a cost.
Exactly.
That's a word that's never used in a sentence with Rocky.
There's a cost.
So,
and
so,
that's the 0.78.
Especially if it comes to tech. Okay?
Exactly. That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
In Call of Duty.
Yeah, in Call of Duty and other rigmarole that I.
And that's you.
It is. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun though.
I
right.
like that.
Yeah,
well. Well, you know what? You're stepping up, and
yeah, someone's got to, right?
I love the drone, the PS5, and now vinyl siding that's got holes in it. So
yeah, I'll dig myself out of the hole. All right,
And I know you will.
Yeah,
I know you will.
Yeah. So I think we have a pair of fan / listener requests.
Okay.
Last episode, we discussed at the very end, I think, Yolanta, one of our longtime listeners.
She's a bum.
She is a fellow bum. Had, got us on the Housewives track, and we got out of our comfort zone.
We enjoyed it. We all enjoyed
Did
that,
we
right?
Not? Yeah.
Enjoyed is a strong word. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. But we did deliver, right? And did,
yes.
What I thought was a pretty decent review for people who've never seen this series, in this case the Housewives series, and we picked the most recent one and watched an episode and gave a readout
with possibly the most boring people, but I did. We did get one of the best lines. She smelled like hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Smells like a hospital.
I mean, that's still. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
smells like hospital.
That was fun to shit on that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's easy.
Oh,
without
a
doubt.
Well, the bar was raised eight or nine notches, trying to get us out of our comfort zone.
I don't know.
Well, but
all right.
Let me say this. We got pushed out of our comfort zone not once but twice, and so here's the theme is that we were asked for at least one other time to continue our journey with exploring areas that are typically non male centric.
Right. And not in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. Or not even that. Just
We know a couple of guys that watch reality television. So
yeah.
But I mean, just to give us something that we wouldn't normally do.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is it.
And we were assigned an episode of a TLC network.
TLC. Which is kind of a misnomer because it stands for the learning channel.
Yeah.
And there's none of
there's
that.
There's not a lot
of
learning.
Anymore.
Well, I have. I'll take one sliver of exception as we'll discuss the topic. We still haven't revealed the topic, so Patty was getting there.
Well, do you want me to really go there?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, right.
I'm interested to hear your takes on this.
Oh, boy.
We were assigned to watch 1,000-Pound Sisters, and we picked the seventh episode, which was called Jerry.
Season two.
Oh, my God. That's been on two seasons?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's even more shocking.
Okay. And it has to do with two sisters that obviously
weigh
1,000 pounds. And they live in Kentucky, in the cornfields of Kentucky is what I heard.
Yeah, very surprising.
Looked like they were close to Appalachia because I saw a monument to a miner and all that.
Okay. So coal area.
Yeah.
Coal.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was quite a show.
Dude, it was fucking disturbing.
it
was bizarre.
I
was very uncomfortable.
I don't think there was any the nicest thing about the show that I can say is the dentist on the show that took care of this woman who had not been to the dentist in 10 years.
Yeah.
And she was, throwing like 700 plus, you think?
She's probably. 644.
644.
I did a little bit of research.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So who we're talking about, and again, is Petty let us in here.
Oh, 1,000. And not a good job leading in.
It's a little shocking, quite honestly. So this is 1,000-Pound Sisters, Episode 7, Jerry Bites Back. Again, a listener request. And this is a story or a reality series around two sisters, Tammy and Amy Slayton. The larger of the two is Tammy Slayton, who had they were calling him a boyfriend, and it seemed a little sketchy that the guy was there 1 week and that's a boyfriend, but that was kind of how things kicked off.
Eating cheese puffs on the couch on my day too.
Yeah, he understood. You know what? And I'm going to have a vastly different take.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Vastly different. Rocky was so...
Oh, I haven't even started.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
We're only going around it, but
go ahead. I'm going to do counterpoint when you guys
are
done.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I am. Okay. All right.
All right. So we're sitting here watching this thing. It's not like we sat down and watched this together as a crew, but we each had to watch this 45-minute assignment. And so the two sisters, each one has the boyfriend, one's married to Michael, I think, is the husband, and the brothers
and pregnant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and pregnant.
Yeah, the
skinnier one. Wait, well, that's probably a misnomer.
You're not wrong.
No. So to Patty's point, Tammy, again the larger one, who goes 644 spins, she brushes her teeth twice a week and is surprised that she's missing a tooth or two up in the front area and
forth. She was younger.
Yeah, twice a week.
Yeah, she fell down.
It explained a lot.
Yeah. Okay. It felt like it explained that she only brushes her teeth twice a week.
Yeah.
It's a problem. In addition,
and I think that was a stretch too.
So she's in morbidly obese territory, clearly trying to save herself from what's going to happen in the next couple of years, which is death.
Yeah,
and she can't move. She's struggling with mobility issues, but yet she got this boyfriend who's poisoning her by bringing junk food because it's all he
he's
eats.
He's an enabler.
He's an enabler. Yeah. He's probably about 135 pounds.
Wet
Jamaican, doesn't live here visiting.
How did they get the hook up online?
Well, keep in mind too. We saw the one show in it's in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So we don't have any context necessarily.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you know, I did my homework, but I'm not getting context.
Yeah. Well, so. No. Mm-hmm. And the other sister, Amy, mm-hmm. who, and her husband Michael. And Michael seems like a nice enough guy. He's also a pretty large gent. Mm-hmm. And the only words he's capable of saying are "yeah" and "yup." Because he just doesn't speak. When someone says something, he just nods his head and says either yeah or yup. And that was interesting. But Amy is pregnant to Patty, to your point, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, they're going to go do some pregnancy glam shots.
On
the cornfields of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed like Greek toga.
Like a toga party.
And it was just a very uncomfortable thing with her posing and farting during the session.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah, super classy. Anyways.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. A couple other observations before we turn it over to Eddie here to give us the other side of the coin, but they seem to call each other bitches as a normal course of communication, which is interesting.
Yeah,
and you know,
we do that.
Speak like Hill Jacks quite a little bit. A lot of him go to the stores and that type of thing. And it's just like, a lot of education.
Well, I love the brother Mike. Is that who it is?
Yeah. The brother's Chris. Michael is the husband.
Okay, I'm sorry. Chris brought Jerry, who is the boyfriend, outside.
to talk to
him about, hey, you're bringing bad food and you're killing her and all that.
Was he wrong?
No, he wasn't wrong. And Jerry's like standing there going, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's so just like going.
The brother Chris is the most normal, although this motherfucker needs to wash his hair at least, you know, as much as is
all
this,
that dude does talk the other about lady doing, brushes her teeth. Doing barbecue and how many calories is it?
Yeah, it's like, dude, wash your hair at least once every 2 weeks, just like your sister brushes her teeth, because your hair is kind of greasy and matted down and it's kind of nasty.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than that, he seemed to be the nicest and the most caring, because he was trying to look out for his sisters and kind of have a discussion with what was his name?
Jerry.
He was trying to
remember. Jerry bites back.
Okay? Yeah,
which he didn't bite back. I mean, there was no bite.
Jerry just smiled and sat
He packed a bag and went adios, which is part of the show. But clearly, just you know, all kinds of crazy shit going on.
All right. What is your take on the show?
Well, the only redeeming quality of the whole show and the concept, from my point of view, is that these people are at least self-aware, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
They know they're fat and morbidly obese, and they acknowledge that they're, you know, in their condition is an understanding being in Kentucky and all the rest. And Patty, you made the point. There was the dentist you just wanted to hug, because you could tell he was a good guy treated the family with just the utmost respect and professionalism. And that, to me, was the silver lining of the whole show.
That was a positive. That was a positive of the whole show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to use this in context of the last one we did.
Okay.
The Real Housewives.
All right, yeah.
Where nobody was likable.
Yeah.
And I just hated everybody on that show.
Yep.
I loved everybody on this show.
Yeah.
I thought they were all nice. I thought they were genuine. There was, you know, they were just honest people.
Yeah,
like, you know, like I said, like, so I'd hang out with them.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, you
know,
you've completely dumbfounded.
I know. This is what I was sitting on. you know what? There's They're all there's a lot of them are sympathetic. There's a lot of empathy. There's probably a lot.
Did I not call that out?
There's a lot of diabetic too.
Yeah,
I'm sure. And but I don't know. They just seem like the dentist and.
But Eddie, there's too much stupidity that goes with it. That's the part that disturbs me.
Well, you know what? Be that as it may. All right. But I'm looking at it as a snapshot of just humanity here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just trying to be nicer.
No, that's right.
And
okay.
I just thought, you know, it's...
Is this part of the positivity
I like
2021
it. I like
of
it.
The
yeah, it's
bumps
the best
of
I, best I can
no,
do.
You're,
yeah.
you're convincing right. me.
And
I'll let you go because I've got something that I'm going to throw at you guys.
But there's legit fear of mortality.
That's
looming.
Yeah, no.
And it's no
and
joke.
It's escalating. And the brother's thinking 5 years out and treating it like it's already DEFCON 1.
Yeah,
and for the millennials, DEFCON 1 isn't the lowest, it's the highest.
That's the worst.
Yes,
that's
the worst of the five levels. Sorry to rip on the millennials, but they're generally stupid.
Is there a lot of obesity in this country by and large? Yeah.
Yes.
Does it happen to run maybe a little heavier in certain areas? Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that caught my ear is that she was depressed, and that feeds the addiction to food.
It does.
And so you are starting to kind of
and the broken tooth, too, was part of it.
Well,
when
that
it
was the start.
At a young
was,
age,
food was coming.
Somehow
and they made fun of her. And
I didn't catch
part
of it.
Yeah.
So it just created this spiral. But obviously there was not a whole lot of nutritional value growing up, just evidenced by the two sisters and the brother.
Yeah. Didn't they show maybe some brief vignette snapshots of the mom or...
I don't recall
shots of the kids.
I don't recall that. Okay.
Just when they were younger.
But,
yeah.
you know, by and large, you know, I'd go hang out with them. You know, because...
I wouldn't go so far.
That's
just too creepy.
I've hung out with this kind of crew before.
650 pounders?
Not that big. But Northern Kentucky, for sure.
100%. All right. Well, those are.
Well, the fact is, they treat chicken wings as spa cuisine. So
yeah, I guess.
I kind of like that. I like that take too.
It just made me uncomfortable that she couldn't care for herself, and it was sad to me.
Well, you know what? But I don't pity her. You know, I think she understands it.
Well.
But you didn't even get to the pansexual part of this yet, now, have you?
No.
So the big reveal, she tells Jerry.
Yes, I'm using it again.
Yes, that she's pansexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a...
that was a reveal to
secret.
Jerry.
She had a secret that she had to
tell. Yeah, to tell.
Now, the sister, the brother-in-law didn't know either.
Not too sure. Who knows?
And but remember the line sister. That she said, what is that? You have sex with the pans?
Yeah, she's just trying to be funny.
I know, dude.
But,
all right.
But you know what? I get it. As far as her perspective is concerned, because if being pansexual means that she loves all people, conversely, she just wants to be loved by all people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had nothing but.
You walked away with a much better spin on it, which I need to probably work on because I walked away with.
Oh, I went in guns a blazing thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to shit all over this. Oh, who's this person with the pregnant in the cornfield, the maternity pictures? And then it's like,
that was kind of cute, though.
They're just normal people, man.
No, that part was cute.
I think there's a lot of decent humanity here juxtaposed to Salt Lake.
All right. Yeah.
And that's what I'm using. And that's what I'm using as my window.
All right. Time out on the field of fucking play here.
Uh-oh.
Because you know what? I got to weigh in.
Yeah,
fucking A. For me, this show is bullshit.
Okay, why?
Because you know what all this is? This is the quintessential what reality shows are.
Okay.
Reality shows are just made up by producers, and they throw shit in. The pansexual thing was just something that they fucking threw in. That they just kind of like said, hey, we've got to have something wild. Let's get kind of funky. Let's get weird. Jerry, where the hell did they get this guy from?
I don't know.
You know, what is it?
Jamaica.
Go watch some
Trinidad.
We need somebody, Jerry.
He doesn't have an accent, though.
He didn't.
No,
he was on a plane back to Jersey.
He had a penchant for Caribbean shirts. That's about it.
Yeah, he did. Trinidad and
Jamaica.
Yeah. I guess what my point is what these reality shows end up doing is all they are is manufactured stuff.
Emotions.
And I think some of it is that. I did.
It's exploitism, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Of course
and
it is.
You know what? They allowed it to happen.
They did. They signed up for this.
They allowed it to
happen.
They're
not babes in the woods.
For me, sitting through that painful 45 minutes, that was awful TV.
Okay.
That was just... And I didn't have any empathy for anybody because it was like they were allowing them to just be exploited.
But that's a manufactured emotion.
Yeah.
Again, I'm using the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City in context.
Well, but
with
I'm
this.
Not. Yeah, I didn't come in. That's a really good point of view.
Because I was ready. It's like, all right, I'm going to hate this. It's like,
oh, compared to,
I don't hate these people.
I got to tell you something. I agree with your point, right? Although it was hard for me to watch it. It just made me uncomfortable on all kinds of fronts. And it wasn't the pansexual thing, oddly enough. Although I have a better understanding of maybe the point of view, like you were saying, that poor Tammy was looking at the inverse of that, of just wanting to be cared for.
Well, she had said that she was bisexual.
It's a really good point.
She thought she was bisexual.
A friend of hers said that she
and was, just opened up the
the floodgates.
All right, and that's fine. Yeah. I mean, that didn't even freak me out. I guess for me, this was just a bullshit reality TV show that
took people. But compare, I would rather watch that maybe in, more than the other one.
If I had to choose,
it was more disgust on
gun,
the
gun
on
to
the,
my
on,
head.
Yeah, it was more. I was more disgusted by the wives thing and the way they acted and
the shallowness.
I laughed.
But
more
I was uncomfortable.
Oh, I was just. Oh, I just hate. I hated every minute.
Okay,
of that
I took it more as I laughed at it.
Oh.
This one, it was just like, I felt bad for them that they actually even opened this up and let themselves be used like that. Is it a story that should be told? In a sense of, okay, here's two sisters that desperately need to do something about their weight. A whole family.
Yeah.
A whole generation should be worried about, the long-term health effects.
Sure. Country
but,
by and large.
You know, and then here, what we're doing is, we're doing this twisted, oh, Jerry, I got something to tell you. I'm a pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
And, the husband and wife are sitting on the other side of the table going,
what?
I'm hungry. When's the nachos coming? One of these things. It was just bad fucking TV.
It's reality television.
Yeah,
yeah. They're all the,
and we know
they're all
that
the same.
It's formulaic.
It's manipulated. It's
it is.
Formulaic.
It is.
It's just
and people like that. I don't like it. You don't like it. He doesn't like it. But I think the most egregious part of the whole show that we've kind of glossed over is the single portion size of fajitas.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah.
It looked like a catering operation.
Tammy was
for
doing
one
her best to order
no beans or tortillas.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, all the calories. They bought her a triple portion.
And even she said the size, the portions were too big.
Yeah.
So if there's a Mexican version of Maggiano's out there, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen this, that's what it looked like.
It
was enough for four.
It was very hard to watch.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because of what the subject matter that they were dealing with. It was just how it was
just
treated.
The formula.
I hate the formula. Yeah.
That's why I don't watch this shit. I watched one reality series in my life, and that was it. So.
Yeah. Well, so, it was tough, guys.
I got to tell you,
I think in talking
through this in comparison to the Salt Lake Housewives thing that... I learned something.
Yeah.
With this and
sticking with live sports.
Yeah. We're going to eliminate the second half. No, we're not.
Don't watch anything on TLC.
No, but with this, as you were saying, Eddie, it teaches us about caring no matter what your physical appearance is. A lot of those kind of things. Patty, to his point, makes terrific points of how horrible reality TV is in general, and this being no different from some of our points of view.
I don't get how people just spend their idle time watching this.
No,
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I understand wanting to shut your brain down.
Yeah,
there's plenty of mindless shit.
But Eddie, it's
to watch.
I just watched The Sons of Anarchy 7 fucking seasons.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, dude.
Yeah, well.
And it's mindless.
Yeah.
Right? It's not reality, but it's escapism.
Sure.
Right?
Throw Breaking Bad on there. Something like that. Same deal.
You can plow
through that.
No, I'm scary.
But long and short, it just comes down to this is something that a cause that you wish was treated better.
Sure.
And it was just kind of manipulated and made into.
Were you talking about just obesity in general?
Yeah.
It's an epidemic in this country.
It is.
Oh yeah.
But I'm glad we're talking about just the episode because it's getting me thinking a little bit differently about what I experienced and You know,
will I ever watch that show again?
No. Unless we get another fan request.
But
yeah.
No, probably not. I wouldn't.
I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So thanks again to Yolanta.
Yeah, you bum.
Our last week's bum of the week. She is a bum. And, for sure, this was an eye-opening experience, and we take all fan requests seriously as evidence from what we do, which is nothing but deliver. So, all right,
we always do.
We're winding down here, folks, and you're probably getting tired of us mourning on. We're going to shut down, and we'll see you.
You know what? The 1,000-pound sisters shut us down. To be honest with you, the 1,000-pounders took an awful lot out of me.
it exhausted us. So
it did.
So coming up in episode 13, we got a couple previews. We're going to dive in a little to another fan request. Nikki Fishhooks wants to talk a little NXS band.
Ozzy.
Oi, is right. Australian NXS. We're going to talk a little bit about where they stand in the pantheon of Hall of Fame and bands and rock and roll
influence,
and different genres
so
and influence.
On, so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, he's a big fan and
pretty wild. Yeah, wild yeah, story
some
with
of
that
us
lead
are,
singer. Man.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll get into Michael Hutchins. Well, and,
we're going to get into NXS in episode 13.
Cautionary
tales. Patty, we had a couple themes that were French and France related that we're going to tie in episode 13.
Yes,
so.
I will. I am going to have a little tribute to our French friends.
Beautiful.
Who are we have many listeners in France.
We do.
Yeah, all three of them or two of them.
Oh no, that's many. Okay. So in honor of our French friends.
Yes.
And we are an international show then.
We are.
We were going to just do just a little bit of a tribute to the country of France.
France. All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Having said that.
Yeah. Until next time.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Au revoir.
All right. All right, people. We're bailing. Be good.